where local and regional musicians come to play. The Homegrown Rocker.
And welcome back to the Homegrown Rocker. I'm the Professor Jim Price, getting to some more new music on this week's program. And from the Altoona area, we have the latest from John Peacefire. John Peacefire, singer, songwriter, and a bit of an activist locally as well. And he just recently performed at the Rage at the Irish fundraiser that happened at Juice in downtown Altoona. That was a fundraising event for the Mass of the Grass Festival, Arts and Music Festival. That's happening in early August. But anyway, from John Peacefire, his latest, this is one called I'm on the Side of the Earth.
I don't know why we're not all on the same side. I'm on the side of the earth. I'm on the side of the earth. And all the things they take for granted that they obsess with, then they are truly lost. But I'm on the side of the earth, living on a shoestring income. On the side of the earth, asking myself how come the police aren't on our side, how come we're not all on the same side, I'm on the side of the earth. Than there are of them. So many of our kin are just born into this mess. So many things left unaddressed by our education. And I really realize I wish there were no signs. When you got rising coastal city tides, mm-hmm.
It's time for a look at the local music news on the Homegrown Rocker.
In local music news, organizers of the annual Bedford County Fair have announced that their event will be returning this year. The dates for this year's fair are July 25th through 31st. The fair is also seeking bands and performers for its midway stage. Performers must provide their own sound. Interested performers can email their information, availability, and rate for a 2 to 3 hour show to website at bedford-fair.com. Deadline is April 20th. Sad news struck the area music scene during the past week with the passing of Damian Peach. The singer, guitarist, and founding member of local roots music group the High Street Drifters passed away unexpectedly last weekend. Damian and the High Street Drifters frequently performed at Magoo's and Crescent, as well as various music festival events throughout the region. And from the Harrisburg area, guitarist Mike Knoll passed away on March 25th at age 49. Mike had played guitar for such bands as Wasted Silence, Dying Breed, Angels and Saints, and Treachery. And Maul is close to completion on their debut full-length album. The album is being recorded by Rick Golden at Golden Studios and will be released later this year. Maul just performed last weekend during an all-ages show at the newly opened and restored Root Hovet Hall near Patton, part of a four-band bill with Negan, the Heathen Parade, and Abstentious. That's a look at local music news. Bands and artists with news items to report may submit their information to homegrownrocker@gmail.com.
The Homegrown Rocker.
Proud to put local and regional music talent in the spotlight every week on the Homegrown Rocker.
Hey, thanks everybody. We're going to play one more, and then Mystery Train will be here to rock it down the track.
Take your mind off winter time, you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, right behind, tomorrow's the day the bride's gonna come. Oh no, we gonna fly down to the easy chair.
Thank you.
climb the steep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep. When we come up to it,
tomorrow's the day the bride's gonna come. Oh no, are we gonna fly down into the easy chair?
Said, ooh, we ride behind. Tomorrow's the day the bride's gonna come. Oh no, we gonna fly down into the easy chair. Said, oh no, we gonna fly down into the easy chair.
Good work.
Hey, thanks everybody.
Hey, thanks for listening, guys.
Q94 Classic Rock and the Homegrown Rocker, remembering the late Damian Peach, lead singer and guitar player for the band you just heard, the High Street Drifters, based generally out of the Crescent area, and their take on a Bob Dylan classic called You Ain't Going Nowhere, that song also redone by the Byrds and Joan Baez, and that performance happening live on November 23rd of 2019 during a Mystery Train Festival event near Tipton, and as we reported on local music news, Damian Peach passed away last weekend, and definitely sad news for the area music scene, but he'll be remembered. His music will live on as well. Also back there, we heard from John Peacefire from the Altoona area, his latest I'm on the Side of the Earth. This next band you're about to hear will be guests on the Homegrown Rocker 2 weeks from tonight. They are called Buckskin Whiskey. They're out of the Harrisburg area. And actually, Buckskin Whiskey was on the cover of last month's March issue of Pennsylvania Musician Magazine. But Buckskin Whiskey has completed work on their debut EP called Roll On. And we've been playing the title track on the program for a couple of months. We're going to give you a new song from Buckskin Whiskey this evening. This is one called Hellhounds of El Dorado, and you are hearing it on the Homegrown Rocker.
Of a mind, hellhound
where the region's best musicians are in the spotlight. The Homegrown Rocker.
Q94 Classic Rock and the Homegrown Rocker from Gannett, Pennsylvania, Western PA, East Coast Turnaround, and their song Love, Life, and Murder. And that version going back to 2009, East Coast Turnaround's EP called Season in Hell. And East Coast Turnaround just recently performing at the Palace Theater in Greensburg during the Palace Theater's weekly Thursday on-stream concert event called Virtually in the Palace, or VIP, live stream concert series. And East Coast Turnaround, very exciting performance, especially toward the end. Last song of the performance, harmonica player Ray Kuchenka Got started wailing on the harmonica and eventually did a headstand and played harmonica upside down, standing on his head. That was pretty crazy stuff, but he did it well. Exciting stuff from East Coast Turnaround. And by the way, that band was guests on the Homegrown Rocker going back about 10 years or so. So we've had those guys on the program before. Anyway, let's get to some more new music from the band Six Bar Break out of the Harrisburg area. Six Bar Break has been saying that throughout the course of this year, first Friday of every month, they are going to introduce a brand new original song and make it available for people to purchase through Bandcamp. And this was a song they introduced last month. We're going to give it to you right now. A song called Eastbound Train, Six Bar Break Music on the Homegrown Rocker.
Been so long, don't know if I still know how. Been so long. the Jukehouse Bombers, and you're listening to the Homegrown Rocker.
Q94 Classic Rock and the Homegrown Rocker, music from the Jukehouse Bombers, and a tune called Midnight Blues. We've played that one before a few times. That's from Jukehouse Bombers' most recent full-length album, the Death or Glory CD, going back to 2017. Jukehouse Bombers are working on a brand new album. They have some shows coming up in the region as well. They'll be at Spiel's Tavern in New Alexandria coming up on April 17th. Also, they will be playing outside Levity Brewing Company in Indiana on April 24th. And they'll be at the Grove in Strongstown, Western Cambria County. That'll be on May 1st. Also, the song we heard, Midnight Blues, Jukehouse Bombers recently put out a video for that song. You can check it out on YouTube. Six Bar Break back there with Eastbound Train, a new one from them. And Six Bar Break's next show isn't until July. They'll be performing at the Susquehanna Valley Harley-Davidson in Harrisburg during that venue's Bite Night on July 8th. All right, more new music for you. This one just came in a few days ago from Western PA, Washington County area. And we've played these folks before on the program. Robin and Bob, which is the duo of singer Robin Matthews and guitarist and singer Bob Giacometti. They just released this one. It's called Your Love. And you get to hear it for the first time here on the Homegrown Rocker.
For more than two decades, supporting this area's music scene, the Homegrown Rocker.
I got something to tell you.
Q94 Classic Rock, finishing up the first hour of the Homegrown Rocker with music from Raven and the Wren out of the State College area. A song called A Healthy Dose of Misery, and that is from Raven and the Wren's latest EP called The Bottom Drawer that came out a couple of years ago. And Raven and the Wren still creating music. Keep an eye out for some new stuff from them in the not too distant future. Robin and Bob back there out of Washington County, the song Your Love, brand new song on our program. Hope you're enjoying the Homegrown Rocker. Rocker thus far. Stick around. Got a lot more new tunes coming up in the second hour. Also, the Professor's CD Corner reviewing William Rose's debut album and a whole lot more. The Homegrown Rocker, again, brought to you by Dr. Michelle Sod Barnes Optometry in Hollidaysburg. See why good vision is more than 20/20. And also by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine. The new April issue available in print form at music venues and music stores. Or check out the digital copy online at pamusician.net.